This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome back to Plainly Down a Rabbit Hole, the podcast which hopes to stimulate your interest in a variety of subjects and send you scuttling off to our Facebook page to find more information via internet links and books available at our public libraries, which have now thankfully reopened. There will also be two or three music tracks played, which are available on YouTube and Spotify. For various technical reasons, this episode is being recorded by myself. The topic I've picked concerns the repercussions of COVID-19. What can history teach us about pandemics? What are some of the outcomes that we are already fairly confident in predicting? And then again, there's others that are more speculative, both negative and positive. The first recorded pandemic happened during the Peloponnesian War. It spread through Libya, Ethiopia, and Egypt before appearing in Athens just as the Spartans laid siege on the city in 430 BC. It's estimated that the population of Athens was reduced by two-thirds, weakening the defences and resulting in victory for the Spartans. While this may not have been intentional, there are examples of this tactic being deliberately used as an early form of biological warfare. Such was the case during the Middle Ages, when corpses infected with bubonic plague were catapulted over castle walls. Later, during European exploration and exploitation of the New Worlds, the spread of pandemics decimated indigenous people whose immune systems lacked any resistance to diseases such as, for example, smallpox. In turn, the resistance to the invaders was generally ineffective, and colonialization the consequence. The two best known pandemics are the Black Death and the Spanish Flu. What were some of the effects of these major diseases? Bubonic plague came in waves over Europe during the 14th century. The most devastating wave, though, was in the middle of that century and known as the Black Death. On average, approximately 1 in 3 people died. The repercussions were various. For example, Giotto, the great Italian artist who lived just before the Black Death struck, is known as the father of the Renaissance, though he never actually lived during the Renaissance. 100 years had to elapse for Europe to recover before artists could learn and build upon his innovations and the Renaissance to begin. Also, the devastation had been so great there were long-lasting social and economic outcomes. The feudal system came to an end. Workers were in short supply and could therefore demand higher pay. While these outcomes are clear, the effects of the Spanish flu just after World War I are not as obvious. The Great War certainly contributed to the enormous loss of life from the flu pandemic. But other repercussions were caused by both of these major events. For over 50 years, this pandemic was all but forgotten, even though the death toll was greater than those who perished during the World War, although the exact toll will never actually be known. The authorities of the day took the view that the general public's morale should not be further burdened. My personal view is that while we can undoubtedly learn from history, it is not a simple matter. Every event, in this case pandemics, is set against its own unique backdrop, societal norms, politics, economics, and so forth. COVID-19 exists in a world of science, most notably medical technology, and global telecommunications, including, of course, the internet. So can we make any predictions about the outcomes from this pandemic? Well, while I let you consider that question, let's have a piece of music. This is Kimber Rose with a Sam Cooke song called A Change Gonna Come.
Pulled by the river in a little tent, oh, and just like the river of being running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know the change is gonna come. Oh yes it will. It's been too hard to live in, and I'm afraid to die, 'cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know change is gonna come. Oh yes it will. I go to the movies and I go downtown, and somebody keeps telling me around. It's been a long time coming, but I know change is gonna come. Oh yes it will. Then I go to my I say, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. There's been times that I thought I wouldn't last for long, but now I think that I'm about to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know change is gonna come.
Some repercussions of this pandemic can confidently be predicted because they've already begun. For example, online shopping will most likely continue to increase at the expense, of course, of physical shops. Similarly, working online instead of going into offices, and again, will probably result in a decline in the need for office space. Indeed, there may be a decline in inner city living with its congestion and high living costs. Already, we are seeing the increased popularity of bikes and e-scooters, and this may be accelerated. For example, the British government have allocated large amounts of public spending on cycleways, etc. Air travel and overseas tourism, currently not accessible, are likely to become more expensive and thus diminish in the future. In turn, this may incentivize locally produced goods and food. Many countries have closed their borders, and while this is currently understandable, it could lead to pointing blame at foreigners. Stigma, bigotry, and xenophobia could all raise their ugly heads. Currently, governments are openly increasing the use of electronic surveillance in an understandable move to track, treat, and stop the transmission of the virus. But we will need to be vigilant about our long-term acceptance of these techniques. In countries like New Zealand, with stable government, unrest is probably not all that likely. But not so in some other countries, which may also see the rise of dictatorships. Indeed, Hungary's current leader, President Orbán, has already increased his powers, and one wonders if he will be willing to relinquish them post-pandemic. We would benefit from considering what is important to us as individuals and how we could attain those positive outcomes. Trying to understand the likely problems the world faces means that individuals and governments can adopt measures to lessen or stop negative events and instead channel our efforts into positive change. Before we consider such issues, let's have another piece of music. This is a song called Everest by Arnie DiFranco. There's a reference, particularly in the early part of the song, about changing our perspective, which seems really relevant at the moment.
Of the Pacific to the height of Everest, still the world is smoother than a shiny ball bearing. So take a few steps back and put on a wider lens, and it changes your skin and your sex and what you're wearing. And distance shows your silhouette to be a lot like mine. Like a sphere is a sphere, and all of us here have been here all the time. Yeah, we've been here all the time. Church, cinder blocks, fluorescent light. Yeah, you brought me to church at 7 o'clock on Sunday night.
the band was rocking and the floors were scrubbed clean and everybody had a tambourine. So I took a deep breath. White girl with the hair, and you sat right beside me while everybody stared. And through the open window, I think that the singing went outside and floated out the tail on stars not too high. 'Cause by the time church left, much clearer, and the moon was so beautiful that the ocean held up a mirror. And as we walked home, we spoke slowly. Yeah, we spoke slow, and we spoke low. It was taking more time than usual to choose words to go with your squeaky sandal shoes. Like time is not a thing for us to lose. Pacific to the depths of Everest, from the height of the Pacific to the depths of Everest, from the height of the Pacific to the depths of Everest, from the height of the Pacific to the depths of Everest, from the height to the depths of Everest, from the height of the Pacific to the depths of Everest.
I thought it was a pity that we called it social distancing. I would have preferred physical distancing. This is because it wasn't really quite accurate to call it social. Sure, we moved to telephones and being online, but that increased a lot, and sometimes, in fact, to the point where we were in contact with people that have been outside our radar for a while. Some of us even waved from a distance and called to one another, to neighbours that previously had been all but ignored. We are most definitely social beings. We may have been physically distant, but we haven't been socially distant. We are drawn together. We suddenly became aware of and applauded those people who even risked their lives to keep the rest of us safe. Maybe we needed reminding, but acting together in cooperation leads to pragmatic, constructive benefits. In the future, we will almost certainly be better prepared for any future pandemics. But there are many other global catastrophes we need to face. Arguably, at the forefront is the climate crisis, which needs to be dramatically addressed within a few short years. Can we use this pandemic as a wake-up call, a realization that change is possible? In the past, the changes in lifestyles required were believed to be unattainable and too expensive. But COVID-19 has shown us that we can make enormous changes very quickly and find trillions of dollars to finance those changes. We certainly need courage, pragmatism, critical thinking skills, tolerance, rational empathy, the ability to learn from experience, and the strength to change our minds. Let's have a final piece of music. This is Sweeps with Take It Back. Well, we're coming to the end of this episode of Plainly Down a Rabbit Hole. There are plenty of links on our Facebook page for you to follow up if you would like. Amongst them is a BBC radio programme called Assignment, in which the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, has been, and time will only tell, maybe forever, changed by his personal experience of COVID-19. Finally, I'd just like to say that I believe that we need to listen to experts. One common, possibly even universal, effect of pandemics is the rise of misinformation, possibly due to fear. And we already are witnessing misguided ideas such as G5 being connected to the virus in some way, and that consuming bleach might be a useful treatment. If and when a vaccine becomes available, maybe the anti-vaxxers will decline in numbers. those scientists working to understand and find treatments for COVID-19 have led the way in global cooperation. I hope the defeat of this virus through collaboration and the use of the scientific method will help to hinder the spread of fake news and conspiracy theories. The final link on the Facebook page is to a site called Snoops, a website devoted to fact-checking. It's highly recommended. I hope today's show has given you some food for thought. I'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Bye for now, and thanks for listening.